Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of 2014. This is the Box Center Podcast, sponsored by Drum Corps Planet, the largest independent news and discussion website for the drum and bugle corps activity. And I'm your host, Kevin Gammon, the managing news editor of Drum Corps Planet, and your, as I said, host for the Box Center Podcast for years now. Finally getting back into the routine of things. This is 2 weeks in a row, not quite a streak yet, and not necessarily DiMaggio qualities, but we are getting back into the swing of things and look forward to having regular podcasts once again brought to you by your favorite podcast aggregator. Let's talk about how you can get on the show and let me know what you think. First of all, there is email, the ever-popular email, of editor@dcpnews.com. Just send me your thoughts and any recommendations you may have about the show, suggestions for improvement, and straight-up praise is always appreciated. You can even send me money. I won't stop you. Also, if you go to facebook.com/boxcenterpodcast, you'll be able to take a look at my Box Center fan page. Hit the like button, let me know that you're a fan of the show, and also watch for updates about the news that you're going to hear about on the podcast, as well as when new podcasts are being recorded. The Drum Corps Planet forums, of course, are a place to post your thoughts about the show. In fact, in a moment we'll be talking about that, because we did have some discussion about last week's show in the discussion forums. Watch for that to appear in the forums when I do for this week's discussion. And finally, you can also call my phone. Yes, I give my phone number out. It's Google Voice. I don't have to answer it if I don't want to, and I can even block it if you're obnoxious. But I don't expect to do that because I have good fans. The number is 330-441-4553. Once again, 330-441-4553. Now, I mentioned that the forums last week had a little discussion, not much, but DCP member Drum Corps Fever was nice enough to post in the thread, and he had a question. First of all, he says, thanks as always for the podcast. They're great to listen to. Do you have any plans for having some hot stove discussion from Corps directors, arrangers, or other Corps spokespeople in future podcasts? Now, I responded to Drum Corps Fever with, I'm going to get a couple more episodes under my belt to reestablish a regular schedule, but yes, I would love to get more interviews on the show. Any suggestions? Now, his suggestions, or hers, I don't know who he or she is. Their picture is just a shadow of a person. Gives, as an example, I listened to a podcast featuring Doug Thrower some time back. By the way, that is the Marching Roundtable podcast that featured Doug Thrower. I found it fascinating to hear from Doug and his views of the music he's arranged for the Bluecoats and some behind-the-scenes discussion that we often don't get to hear. Hearing the background behind concepts is pretty interesting. And by the way, Doug Thrower is also a hilarious guy to listen to. I definitely enjoyed that show. And if I can get him on here as well, I would love that. I think you would too. Going back to Drum Corps Fever, also hearing from some of the top directors and how they meet the many challenges of running a successful drum corps would be great too. Topics such as instrumentation, show design, judging, drum corps history, and camp reports are a few more examples. Thanks for asking. I look forward to hearing more of your great work. And thank you, Drum Corps Fever. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the fact you listen to the show. I'm glad I can start doing this again so that you can enjoy it and all my other fans as well. And here's to not only getting back on the schedule, but also getting in some great interviews. I think so. I've had some great interviews in the past. George Hopkins, Tom Aiello of the Raiders, lots of others that, you know, like they just pour in my head right now. I can't even think of which ones to talk about. And also, I'll have to start posting some retrospective shows where you can hear some of the good interviews that I did so that you can enjoy those. Now, let's move on to the top stories from Drum Corps Planet. First of all, we have, actually, we have two stories from the same source, City Sound, out of the Los Angeles area in California. They sent us two releases in the past week, and the first one is about their new percussion arranger. Murray Gussick is considered an innovator and trendsetter in the world of marching percussion. He has been a musician since the age of 7, when he studied piano and violin. At age 15, he took up playing the drums and has been performing in bands ever since. Murray made his mark as a teacher and composer with the Santa Clara Vanguard Drum and Bugle Corps, of which he has been both a performer instructor for almost 20 years. He became nationally known for a unique compositional style, a signature sound, and a propensity for achieving a smooth, drum-set-oriented approach in this musical genre. Murray helped start Tap Space Publications in 1998 with friend and partner Jim Casella. He is the author of Parking Lot Etudes and co-author of Fresh Perspectives for the Modern Drumline, both of which have been grown to be mainstream publications in the world of marching percussion. Murray attended San Jose State University in San Jose, California, as a music major specializing in world music. In 1998, he joined up with schoolmates Nima Rizé and Dan Heflin and friend Chip Webster to form Merge, an eclectic world fusion quartet consisting of Chapman stick, saxophone, keyboards, and drums. The group toured and performed in Northern and Southern California for several years, producing their self-titled CD, Merge. He has taught and or arranged percussion music for many top high schools and winter percussion ensembles throughout the country. Currently, Murray lives in the Portland, Oregon area, where he helps manage tap space and plays drums locally. He is sponsored by Pearl Drums, Remo Drumheads, Zildjian Cymbals, and Vic Firth Drumsticks. With the newly formed City Sound Drumline in 2014, we feel Murray's percussion arrangements are not only vital for the new unconventional 2014 show, but sonically on the cutting edge of percussion charts arranged just for City Sound. We here at City Sound are all extremely excited that Murray is part of our staff. And we here at Drum Corps Planner are also excited that Murray Gussick is the percussion arranger for City Sound this year, and we're looking forward to hear what he has to put on the field. The other announcement from City Sound is about their new Color Guard instructor, Andy Cross. Andy attended Bernardo Yorba Middle School and Esperanza High School, playing flute and bassoon and performing in orchestra, wind ensemble, marching band, and as drum major. After graduation, he studied dance at the Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa, Mount San Antonio College in Pomona, Grossmont College in El Cajon, California, with the Gloria Newman Dance Theater in Orange County, and with Shirley Jenkins at the University of Washington in Seattle. In 1989, Andy joined the Seattle Men's Chorus, singing on their first CD, appearing on PBS specials, and performing at Boston Symphony Hall and Carnegie Hall in New York City. He shared the stage with SMC's special guests Natalie Cole, Bobby McFerrin, Diane Shore, Harvey Fernstein, and Maya Angelou. Andy has performed with the Seattle ROTC Color Guard from 1987 to 1997, in SMC concerts, in New York City's Central Park, and at the Stardust Casino in Las Vegas. He celebrates over 30 years of performing at ROTC events in New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Long Beach, and Seattle. More recently, Andy has been living in San Diego, where he attended dance classes at COSA Coronado School of the Arts through Southwestern College, as well as performing a self-written dance color guard solo with Rifles, at one point juggling two, in the 2012 COSA Spring Dance Concert. That autumn, he attended Grossmont College, where he studied dance and performed in both the student-choreographed and the faculty-choreographed dance concerts. In 2014, City Sound is ecstatic to have Andy as part of their staff, all the while creating one of the most exciting color guards in Southern California. Andy's massive professional dance experience and WGI teaching experience will definitely give City Sound the visible projection needed to be a sound contender this 2014 season. We are proud to let everyone know that Andy Cross is coming to City Sound as the new Color Guard instructor. And between Murray Gussick, Andy Cross, and Charlie Groh, City Sound has definitely added to their instructional and design staff. And again, we are looking forward to seeing what they have in 2014 on the field. Once again, those were our top stories posted on the Drum Corps Planet front page in our featured news box. Check out our front page for all the latest news about the Drum Corps activity as I update that daily. We have some upcoming events this weekend and next. First of all, starting on Saturday, January 18th, we have the 2014 Thunder Open House. That is Thunder in Washington State. And that will be taking place, as I said, on January 18th, starting at 1 and going until 3. The address is 110 South Farrell, F-E-R-R-A-L-L, Spokane, Washington. And be sure to check that out. More information can be found at the Thunder website. Actually, this in case you want to go to Facebook and look for Thunder Drum Corps to find out more information. Also, starting on January 18th and going for the whole weekend, is the Spartans 2014 January Camp. That begins Saturday morning at 8:30 with registration. Practice will begin at 9 on Saturday. All meals are provided throughout the weekend, and camp will end at 4 p.m. This is a stayover camp. Make sure you bring your sleeping bag, pillow, toiletries, and whatever else you may need. This will be guard, percussion, and brass. Full information about the Spartans January camp can be found at their website, spartansdbc.org. On January 19th, this Sunday, Shenandoah Sound will be holding a rehearsal. That will be taking place at Stonewall Middle School from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. There are openings in all sections for the 2014 season. So if you're looking to march and you live in the Virginia area, especially D.C. and all around that part of the country, definitely go to shenandoahsound.org and find out more information about that rehearsal. Next weekend, on January 24th through January 26th, the Crossmen will be holding their third drum major auditions. They will have a third drum major position in 2014. This is not the third audition of the season for the drum major spot. This will be taking place at their drum major experience and audition camp, 24th through the 26th. Register today at crossman.org/drum-major-experience. More information can be found through the Facebook website, The Bones Remain. That's all one word. Facebook.com/TheBonesRemain. And finally, we have Pacific Crest with their February camp information. That camp will be taking place on February 15th and 16th. Camp begins at 9 a.m. on Saturday on February 15th, ends at 6 p.m. on Sunday, February 16th. If you're a high school or college-age performer interested in performing with Pacific Crest, it is not too late to submit an application for the 2014 season. You can find out more information about the camp at pacific-crest.org. Now let's talk about some of the other news that has been posted to the Drum Corps Planet website. This has been pulled from various Drum Corps websites throughout the activity, and we'll start with the DCI World Class news. First of all, Jersey Surf supports Pay It Forward Foundation. When the Southern New Jersey-based Jersey Surf World Class Drum Corps embarks on its annual 60-day summer tour throughout the United States this June, it intends to do more than provide entertainment to hundreds of thousands of marching music enthusiasts who will pack stadiums around the country to witness the spellbinding performances of Drum Corps International's elite performance ensembles. Through its 2014 performance repertoire entitled Pay It Forward, the Jersey Surf, comprised of 150 remarkable high school and college-age performers, intends to convey a timely social message in a creative manner, and the encouragement of individuals to take personal action to serve the greater good. More information about Jersey Surf's show and the Pay It Forward Foundation and the global Pay It Forward movement can be found at the Jersey Surf website, jerseysurf.org. Next, our next article comes from the Cavaliers, and is about their summer and fall 2014 internship opportunities. The Cavaliers Drum and Bugle Corps' internship program is focused on providing distinct learning opportunities and real-world work experiences in the marching arts and nonprofit sector. The following summer, 2014 internship positions are available for students in the Chicagoland area: fundraising development, marketing communications, merchandising, photojournalism, sound technician, and video production. For more information about these opportunities throughout the summer and fall of 2014 with the Cavaliers organization, you'll want to go to the Cavaliers website, cavaliers.org. We now move to the Blue Stars, who are now seeking a director of development for their organization. Blue Stars, Performing Arts for Youth Incorporated, is seeking candidates for the position of director of development. Reporting to and in partnership with the Executive Director, the Director of Development will spearhead fundraising, community outreach, and event efforts for the organization. As a new role and position, this person will have the opportunity to build and shape the systems and processes necessary for short and long-term success. Full information about the position, how you can apply for it, and the qualifications can be found at the Blue Stars website, bluestars.org. Carolina Crown has added two new members to its board of directors. They unanimously voted to add these two highly respected professionals to their ranks at their December meeting. Bob Campbell from Phoenix, Arizona, effectively used his business degree from the University of Wisconsin-Madison during a 32-year career in various management positions with Circle Cray, Alimentation, Couche-Tard. I have no idea if I pronounced that correctly. I apologize if I didn't. The second largest independently owned convenience store chain in North America. His Drum Corps background is primarily related to marching with the Blue Stars and recently being a member of their board of directors. More information about Bob and the other new member of the board of directors can be found at the Carolina Crown website, carolinacrown.org. Madison Scouts have posted an article on their website about Lone Survivor. This is the book which inspired their 2013 show, Core of Brothers, and has now been made into a movie which was released last Friday. It went into wide release in theaters across North America and is based on the New York Times best-selling true story of heroism, courage, and survival. Lone Survivor tells the incredible story of four Navy SEALs on a covert mission to neutralize a high-level Al-Qaeda operative in the mountains of Afghanistan. The book was a first-person account, as told by Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor of the mission. This past summer, Drum Corps audiences across the U.S. were presented with the Madison Scouts show, Corps of Brothers, 75 Years of Survival. What many did not know was that the inspiration for the show was based in part on the Lone Survivor story. James Mason, creative director of the Corps, recently shared some of his thoughts on the show with Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. You can read excerpts from the interview on the Madison Scouts website, madisonscouts.org. That is all of our world-class news. We do have one open-class item from DCI, and this is from Genesis. Genesis Drum and Bugle Corps Incorporated is very proud to announce that they are teaming up with Salyers Percussion to provide our students with new and exciting line of marching percussion sticks and front ensemble mallets. Salyers Percussion is the brain trust of Bruce Salyers and his team from Houston, Texas. Salyers Percussion has been over 10 years in the making. In 2002, Bruce Salyers acquired his first mallet wrapping machine and has been producing quality mallets for over a decade. The Salyers Percussion brand may be new, but the man behind the name has been making mallets for some of the world's greatest educators, performers, and ensembles for a very long time. From ZCI to WGI ensembles to concert halls around the globe, the mallets designed by Bruce Salyers have been a staple of performers everywhere. You can read all about the partnership between Genesis and Salyers Percussion at their websites, genesisdbc.org. We now have a couple articles from Drum Corps Associates and the All-Age Activity. The first one is from Cadets 2, the all-age arm of the Cadets organization. As the Corps takes shape for the 2014 Drum Corps season, the level of talent is truly inspiring. At this point, Cadets 2 staff is still looking for two or three more lead baritone and lead trumpet players to round out the horn line, as well as a couple marimba and vibe players to join the front ensemble. Anyone interested is invited to attend the next rehearsal weekend, February 1st and 2nd, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Please email Steve Shuey at steve@yea.org. He will provide all the information you need for camp and get you set up for success. More information about Cadets 2 and these open positions is available on the Youth Education of the Arts website, yea.org. And our second article comes from DCA itself, because they have released their 2014 show schedule. It is now posted on the Drum Corps Associates website at dcacorps.org. And some of the shows for the start of the season, we have on June 14th, Wildwood, New Jersey, the traditional start of the season. June 21st in Bayonne, New Jersey. June 28th at Bridgeport, Connecticut. Also Groveland, Florida. And July 5th in Noakesville, Virginia. The rest of the shows you can see at the DCA website. Once again, that is at dcacorps.org. Some of the discussions that have been popular on the Drum Corps Planet forums came to light of recently. Let's take a look at some of the top five. The first one we have is the National Anthem at DCI Shows. This was posted by Camel Lips and has 48 replies. Camel Lips posted, "Rant on," and he posted a link to the recent Deadspin article about the what they consider an incredible national anthem performance by Dr. Jesse McGuire, trumpet player extraordinaire, who played the national anthem at the Carolina Panthers playoff game last week. The article is titled, "The National Anthem Should Be Played with Instruments More Often," and Camel Lips, Ed Mason, posted that, "So this post on FB got me thinking about one of my pet peeves," FB being Facebook, "singing the national anthem at DCI and DCA shows. No disrespect to the great fine youth out there that have great talents to sing the national anthem at our DCI shows, but for Christ's sake, this is a drum, and last time I checked, a brass-oriented medium we launch. Why in the world do they insist on sending out someone to sing the national anthem when we have such talented musicians to perform it? Rant off." The second discussion is about the Blue Devils, specifically from a potential auditionee who wanted to know about tips for auditions and tour life. This has 10 replies to the topic, and is posted by Phoenix13. Hello, I'm new here on this forum, and I was just wondering, how are the auditions like for Blue Devils, and how is tour life in the Corps? Any advice or tips would be great. Thank you. Those of you who are DCP members, or would be willing to become so if you're not yet, and have some advice for this young person who would like to march with the Blue Devils, please go to the Jump Corps Planet forums and post in the topic Blue Devil Audition Tips and Tour Life. That is located in the DCI World Class Corps discussions. Number 3 on the list, recognizing senior citizens who give so much to this activity. This has 6 replies and was posted by Mr. A. I remember a few years back when my wife was chatting with one of the Suvi ladies, who, if I remember right, mentioned she was in her early 80s. I think it is amazing. I can't imagine being 80 and traveling with the Corps with the kind of schedule they have to keep. I know looking around during finals week, I still see familiar faces of people I worked around back in the late 70s and early 80s, although each year it seems like more people are missing. Or could it be I just don't see them during the week of finals or during the season? I know this activity is geared towards youth, but without so many giving seniors over the years, the activity probably wouldn't have been as successful as it is. Just curious, does anyone who know who the oldest staff member is involved with DCI? I know some people are shy about their ages, but these days it seems like most people are proud of their age. If I am not mistaken, I think someone mentioned a few years ago that Roman was the oldest active Corps director. He's referring to Pioneer Director Roman Belensky, and maybe the longest active director. Who are some of the amazing seniors who really should be thanked for their support? I'm guessing there are probably a few volunteers that may even be in their late 80s, early 90s. Do you know of any staff members or volunteers that are still active in this age range? I am hoping when my wife and I are in our 80s, and we will still be active in DCI, I wish there were Corps closer to our area that we could help with during the winter and spring as well. After retiring, we end up moving to Illinois to be close with family, and that wouldn't be too far from several amazing Corps. I appreciate all the hard work that the members, staff, and volunteers put in every year to put 36 amazing shows in the field and Indy each year, but want to give an extra shout-out to all the staff volunteers over 65 that still work their tails off, a lot of the time for minimal pay or even volunteer. I am not quite 65 yet, but it is coming around a lot quicker than I had hoped. I'm looking forward to finding out who is the oldest and how old they actually are. Once again, that was from Mr. A., and is titled Recognizing Senior Citizens Who Give So Much to the Activity, and it is in the DCI World Class Corps discussions on the Jump Corps Planet forums. Please, if you want to give a shout-out to a longtime volunteer, staff member, or even a director, the next post was about Don Warren, who has been the director of the Cavaliers since its inception in 1948. Number 4 on our list, we have a Briggs music question. And that is referring to the Syracuse Brigadiers. This is in the DCA All-Age Corps discussion. It also has 6 replies and was posted by Skylander Sop 16, who is actually known as Harry Aldridge Jr. Harry posts, a number of years ago I tried to ask but caught hell because of the YouTube policy. That has since changed, so I thought I would try again. In this video, can someone tell me the song and year of the piece playing around the 3:45 mark? Now, he put a link to the video, and obviously Drum Corps Planet has allowed this video, so the rules have changed since I last checked. So I'm going to play the segment that he's referring to, and I think some people have already answered it. Let's see if you can figure out who it is without looking, or what it is, without looking at the thread. So here is that clip.
Syracuse Brigadiers, you may take the field for competition.
And I'll admit, I recognize that piece right away, and no, it is not the Briggs playing it. If you're a big fan of Drum Corps, you'll recognize it right away as well. The answer is in the thread, but I'd like to see if you can guess without looking. So feel free to contact me and tell me which song and who performs it in that clip. we have one last discussion thread to talk about, and this one is called Where's Chuck? And Chuck, in this case, is Chuck Mangione. This was posted by forum member Grammy Smith and has three replies to the topic. The post reads, I know this is a bit random, but I was wondering if anyone has information on Chuck Mangione and if he is still around and doing concerts. Have any of you heard him live in the last 5 years? Does he still perform? So, if you know anything about it or you want to talk about him, then let's see if you can add to that discussion. It's in the DCI World Class Core Discussions. The title again is Where's Chuck? And we've got two videos that I'd like to let you know about. The first comes from Atlanta CV, formerly known as the Corvettes, and is about their membership weekend for 2014. Now, the video itself I can't really play for you because it's all just generic music in the background, not even from the core. And the video is all clips from the membership weekend, which took place last month in December. If you are interested in joining the Atlanta CV Corps, you'll want to definitely check out this video. It's on YouTube.com, of course, and the Atlanta CV channel, so you can subscribe to that for future updates as well. If you are interested in joining the Corps, you'll definitely want to go to AtlantaCV.org and find out more information. The camp last month was at New Manchester High School. You'll want to go to the website to find out where the next one is, of course. And our final video is one that pays tribute to a loss that happened to the Cavalier family recently. Linda Fedorchek, who has been one of their bus drivers for years, and it was her love to be with that corps and drive for that corps. She recently passed away after a long-term battle, long-term illness. And Drum Corps International had the thoughtfulness of posting an interview they had with her back in 2007. When she talked about being a bus driver for the Cavaliers. It's a quick interview, but it really gives you a chance to see what a wonderful person this was, in just this little snippet of seeing and hearing her.
My name is Linda Fedorchek, and I am a Cavalier horn bus driver. I got my license to help out the Bandettes, and I figured when I grew up in the bus driving world, my goal was to drive for the Cavaliers, and this is my goal, and I am here. I always thought that the Cavaliers lived in this perfect little bubble. That is not true. My bus right here, the air conditioning is out, so we have now the 55 mile per hour or 60 or 70 mile per hour air conditioning unit going on. But the good thing is the past 3 days are... it's been rather cool, in fact, rather cold sometimes. So, in fact, I even bought mittens to wear on my bus because they like this bus icy cold. Overnight, yes, they have their blankets and stuff, and I drive with a mitten, my hoodie, my sweater. I've got a couple pair of socks on, and I'm smiling as I go down the road. This is my dream. Dream's beating me up, but it's been fun.
Take a moment and think about Linda and the Cavalier family and keep them in your thoughts. And that is all we have for this week's edition of the Box Center Podcast. I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us. We will be back next week with another big show. And hopefully we'll be getting some interviews soon as I get the show established as a regular thing happening, a regular occurrence. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you have something to say, please email me, editor@dcpnews.com. Facebook, go to the Box Center Podcast fan page at facebook.com/Box Center Podcast. Hit the discussion forums on drumcorpsplanet.com or give me a call, 330-441-4553. I will be talking to you next week, so I'll see you in the box. Have a good week, everybody.